Good evening. I hope you're well. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoah. Anna Bekoah, Gedula Jemimcha, Tatir Tzerura. Alpet Gimel Yutat Zadi. This sequence of letters has a gematria of 506 and represents the same value, the same gematria as the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharena Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra, which means tear up, Satan, the negative force. The same six letters can be rearranged, Sha'ar Katan, which means small gates, and it represents the hint to us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, to guard the entry points to our souls. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan for parnasah or sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that we utilize to take back the energy we've released to the other side through our mistakes. Barchem tacharem vachame sidkacha tamid gamlem betet resh tzadi taf gimel. This sequence connects us to the sphira of Netzach, and one of the attributes of Netzach is victory and eternity, eternal victory. Not winning the battle, but winning the war. And this is the last war, the war against the desire to receive for oneself alone. That war will end with us being eternally victorious. Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayin. This sequence connects us to the sphere of Hod, and one of the attributes of Hod is thankfulness, appreciation, constantly reminding us that we need to appreciate what we have and to ask for more. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence of letters helps us speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah during this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. This sequence is utilized during the month of Tammuz, and we also connect to the two letters, the Taf, the letter that created the Lavana, the moon, and the Chet, the letter that created the constellation Sartan, the crab. We also connect to the gematria of the last four letters, Vav, Tzadi Yud Taf. Being 506, we reconnect to the energy of Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. And we inject that into the perfection associated with the first two letters, Shin and Kuf, which is 400, which represents the four worlds times the 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot, representing perfection, completion. And that we learn from this that it's only through injecting love into the process do we achieve completion and perfection. And the last verse we say in a whisper, which we call silently. I'm now going to read from a verse from the Zohar, from the Parasha of Pinchas, from section 42. Lighting upon means words of reconciliation. I'm reading verse 237. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kunanei aleinu maaseh yadeinu kunanehu. Vayomer Yaakov ka'asher ra'am. May ka'asher ra'am el ilein malakim diyom. Umalachim delaila havo deit kisiu mine ulvatar it galyan levi ad kaasher ra'am keti machane Elohim ze machane mechacha vehavo ilain demima ve ilain delaila inun delelia Behu machane Elokin Beinun dinima Kiti behu zervi ad Vayikra Shem hamakom hahu Machanaim terayin Mashiryan vatashta Mashiryan kadishin hamina Haka zaka arhi diatana haka. Verse 237 in translation. And when Jacob saw them, he said, he asked, what is the meaning of when Jacob saw them? And he answers that they were the daytime angels of Zeranpin, who are called day, and the nighttime angels of Malchut, who are called night. They were hidden from him and subsequently revealed to him, which is why when Jacob saw them, it is written, this is Elohim's camp. From here we know that there were those of the day and those of the night. Concerning those of the night, it is written, Elohim's camp. For Malchut is called Elohim. And concerning those of the day, it is written, this, for Zeranpin is called this. And thus the verse continues, and he called the name of the place Machanaim, literally meaning two camps. And now I see here holy camps, namely the camp of Rabbi Shimon and the camp of Rabbi Pinchas. Happy is my path that brought me here. I'm really going to leave this alone. I think it's clear enough, especially after the discussion we had in the earlier verse in the earlier class tonight. If you have questions about it, please listen to the verse in the earlier class. Tonight, we are going to talk about a mitzvah that I have great difficulty with. The mitzvah, as stated in the Rambam's list, love your fellow Jew. But let's see what it really says. In the list from the Rambam, it is sequenced. It is mitzvah number 13, to love Jews. It's from Leviticus, Vayikra, chapter 19, verse 18. It's actually a very famous verse, as you'll realize when we get to it. It applies to all times, both when the temple exists and when it doesn't, to all people, both male and female, and to all places, both inside Israel and outside Israel. Now, let us look at the verse itself. Okay. Verse is read. Chapter 19, verse 18. Lo tikum velo titor et bnei amecha Yahavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. You shall not take revenge, and you shall not bear a grudge against the members of your people. You shall love your fellow as yourself. I am Hashem. You shall love your fellow as yourself, the ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Why does it say to love only the Jew? And what does it mean, the word Jew? I had a very interesting email discussion with one of the people I correspond to. I would consider him a chevruta, although we've never studied directly from a sefer. I read his emails, he reads my emails. He studied with the same teachers that I have studied. But we have learned different things, and it was very clear in our discussion this week. Because I talked about the metaphorical Jew as opposed to the halakhic Jew. And the metaphorical Jew is one who understands that Yudah, the source word for the Yehudi, for the Jew, that source word is spelled Yud Ke Vav Dalet Ke. Essentially, the Dalet exists separating the Vav and the Ke. Therefore, the Yud-Kei-Vav, representing the spiritual world, is separated by the Dalet. And the Dalet is the word, is a word that means doorway. So therefore, the doorway between the spiritual worlds and the physical worlds must be opened. And that is the definition of a metaphorical Jew. A halakhic Jew is a Jew who is born to a Jewish mother or who has converted in an acceptable fashion. What does it mean, an acceptable fashion? Typically, it means for most people, it means that conversion must be through an Orthodox venue. That people who convert through Reform, Conservative, or other methods may not be considered Jews, although I consider them Jews. It is not for me to say that someone's method of conversion is incorrect. It's not a judgment I will make or would make. But my friend, and he is my friend, feels compelled to express that judgment, because he perceives the halakha, which says exactly that. Conversions must be done through an Orthodox venue. He accepts that as truth. And he actually said in his email, "That's it. There is no more." And I just was overwhelmed with I was overwhelmed with concern for my friend, who does not realize what he says with his words, and I was overwhelmed with concern for the nation that can leave people in pain with a statement, "That's it, that's the Torah, like it or leave it." And ultimately, there are things in the Torah that cannot be changed, cannot be bent, that must be understood to be lived with. One of them is V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. But it doesn't mean love the Jew as yourself. It means love people as yourself. Do not hold a grudge. And the other word, which I put the chumash down, so I apologize. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Love your fellow as yourself. Not love the Jew as yourself. This mitzvah is very powerful, very real, very true. And as the story goes about both Rabbi Hillel and Rabbi Shammai, a convert came to Rabbi Shammai, who is a left column rabbi and teacher in the Talmud. And the convert came to Rabbi Shammai, "Teach me Torah while I stand on one foot." And Rabbi Shammai told him, "Get out of here, don't waste my time, you're not serious." The same convert went to Rabbi Hillel, "Teach me Torah while I stand on one foot." And Rabbi Hillel's response was, "Stand on one foot, do not do what is hateful to you unto your fellow. The rest of the Torah is commentary. Now we'll go study the commentary to learn how not to do what is hateful to you, to your friend." One phrase, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, is phrased in the positive. Positively love your neighbor as yourself. Rabbi Hillel phrased it in the negative, do not do what you don't like to others. Are they the same thing? Essentially, but not exactly, because they're phrased differently, one in the positive and one in the negative. And we do need to understand what that means. Love the Jew as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. What is the difference? When you say love the Jew as yourself, you exclude people. You exclude people from learning with you. You exclude people from eating with you. You exclude people from talking to you. And many other areas of exclusion. And I don't think that's right. I don't think the Torah is exclusionary. Our Torah is inclusionary. It wants to include everybody. It wants to include every human being in its ability to be closer to God today than they were yesterday. Love your neighbor as yourself is more than love the Jew as yourself. It's more than love the Jew. Now, it is true, history has indicated that the Jew has problems. with the non-Jew. And it is true that the Zohar teaches us that the source of the non-Jew comes from a different shoresh, a different location within the tree of life of the souls of the Jew. But I ask you, raise a cup, fill that cup of 4 ounces with whatever will fill it in liquid, 4 ounces, 4.5 ounces, 5 ounces. Fill the cup to its brim so there can be not one more drop, or if there was one more drop to fill the cup, something would have to flow out of the cup. Now take an 8-ounce cup and fill it to the brim, to the top, that if one more ounce drop of liquid fell into the cup, the equivalent would have to flow out of the cup. Now I ask you, you have these two cups that are different, but what's the difference? A measurement? Aren't they not both totally fulfilled with everything that they can hold? The answer is yes, they are. They are fulfilled with everything they can hold. They are fulfilled. And when something is fulfilled, there is no lack. This is the angel. This is the essence of love your neighbor as yourself. Know that everybody can be fulfilled just through unconditional love. Phrase it in the negative. Do not do what is hateful to you to someone else. Phrase it in the positive. Love your neighbor as yourself. They are different. They are the same. It is a sad world that does not allow someone to be loved. It is a sad world that perceives the world as separate from me. It is a sad world that asks to exclude some part of God's creation. Yes, the Jews have been hurt, slighted, spat upon, burned, died horribly during the various dimensions of the Holocaust and the Shoah and the wars. Yes, the Jew has been hurt. And yes, it's understandable why the Rambam in the 12th century would say, love the Jew instead of love people. It is understandable, but it isn't totally true. We have to change this mitzvah. We have to listen to this mitzvah and change it. Change the way people study it. Change the way people live it. It isn't about loving the Jew. It is about loving everyone. Include everyone. Now, it is quite early for tonight. It's only a half hour into the class. But I am feeling quite tired, and I do not think I would do justice to read the next mitzvah, to love the convert. So I am going to call it a night unless someone has a question. I'm going to remind you that tomorrow night we will be reading from the Zohar, from the portion of Pinchas, the portion that talks about the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, and the heart attacks of people, written 800 years ago or 2,000 years ago. In either case, amazing. And we think our modern technology is so superior. But our modern technology is what one notices, what one learns. How to keep from having a heart attack. How to make sure the body does not produce the bad cholesterol. This information is available to you through your own process. Have a beautiful evening. I apologize for cutting this class short, but I am quite tired, and I ask your forgiveness. Shalom.